Welcome to Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman. Ah, the halcyon days of summer 2012 can mean only one thing. London 2012. London was awash with good cheer as the Olympics finally got underway. And at the Bugle, myself and John Oliver could not help but get involved with the beautiful, intoxicating sport fever.
Top story this week!
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Yes. Yes, Andy, what else? The Olympics. They're here. They're finally here. The eyes of the world are upon London, Andy. If you look up at London's majestic clock, Big Ben, you can see that its two hands read sport o'clock. Bong. Cycling. Bong. Wrestling. Bong. Gymnastics. Bong. Hockey. Bong. That weird speed walking thing that sometimes happens. Can't remember if it's happening this time. Bong. The creepy synchronized swimming thing that gives you nightmares. Bong. Horse dancing. Bong. Sport. And that is, of course, Andy, one of John Williams's amazing Olympic fanfares, otherwise known as some of the greatest pieces of music ever written. I really think his fanfares should be available as an alarm clock, Andy, because that is a triumphant way to wake up. If an Olympic fanfare is playing, you're just instinctively going to leap out of your bed and powerfully march around the room, waving to an imagined crowd of thousands and congratulating yourself on winning the gold medal for not hitting the snooze button while attempting to stifle your morning boner. I'm telling you, Andy. I'm telling you. Olympic fanfare clocks are the greatest idea that no one has ever had.
Morning Boner, of course, won a bronze medal for Kenya in the 3,000 metres steeplechase in 1984.
Great runner.
But The point is, here we go, Andy. As we record, the Olympics opening ceremony has not yet taken place, but I'm sure they're in deep preparation. Danny Boyle giving an inspirational pep talk to the live sheep who are going to be involved. Listen, gather round, sheep. This is a huge day for Britain, and it's a huge day for sheep. You're in the shop window tonight without having to hang from a meat hook. I want you to get out there and be the best sheep you can be this evening. Only two rules. One, have fun out there. And two, no shitting. If you can only remember one of those rules, try to remember the second one, okay? Actually, it looks like Simon here has forgotten it already. Someone get a shovel. Okay, team, hooves in. Bah, on three. One, two, three. Bah! Let's get out there and fucking do this!
Disappointed that you managed to do that whilst avoiding the obvious pun, a huge day for you.
I can instinctively avoid those things, Andy, because I am repelled by them.
Well, this morning, bright dawn across the whole of the world, a dawn that can be only described as morning on the first day of the Olympics. And it was greeted with two wonderful events, John. Firstly, me receiving a new telly. I reckon those cathode ray jobs have had their day. Time will tell. And mass bell ringing around the country to celebrate the start of the Olympics. Now, of course, mass bell ringing across Britain is usually a sign either that the Germans have invaded or that there's a really big wedding on. And in this case, it's both. As the Deutsche National Athletik und Sporten Gejungen Gefinkel Kartoffelschaft, or Team Germany, prepares to try to haul in more gold than it has for the last 70 years, and hopefully by rather more morally upright means this time. But it's also bells to mark...
Terrible what they did, Andy. Terrible what they did.
We're moving on. It's also to mark a wedding, and this is a wedding of Britain renewing its vows with itself, and more importantly, with sport! Sports! Do you, Britain, take sport to be your lawfully wedded sport? We do. We definitely do. There has been an amazing outpouring of civic pride, John, probably the like of which, actually, I'm not sure we've ever seen in our lifetime. Not since... probably not since England beat Australia in a one-off test at the Oval in 1993. But it's been massive outpouring of civic pride, and its inevitable handmaiden has been alongside it, civic amnesia about all our other social problems. But Britain has come together to forget its quibbles, its default grumble setting, and indulge in its timeless national hobby of watching people carry a small bit of fire quite slowly. Now, I went yesterday. Have you seen the torch relay?
I went in Hackney last Saturday, yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was a bit short.
Yeah. I went to see two people carry this small bit of fire whilst waving at the crowd, and it was a very emotional moment for me, John, because I really love fire, without it, I mean, we'd be nothing as a species and nothing as a planet. I admit I really welled up, you know. Without fire, with no sun, we probably wouldn't be here at all, and without fire on Earth, we'd never have evolved into the people we are today, which means my children would probably still be fish or lizards or something. So thank you, Prometheus, your sacrifice was very much worthwhile. And of course, carrying a flame around the country is a British tradition as old as Britain itself, and it has been ever since little Thomas Cranmer was voted most flammable archbishop in 1556 at the end of that year's torch relay. And on that evidence, you can only speculate on the size of the wicker heretic they're going to burn at the opening ceremony tonight.
Well, the opening ceremony itself has had so much speculation around it due to it being shrouded in secrecy. And one of the stories that's emerged over the last few days is that after concerns about how expensive the tickets for the opening ceremony were, it might not actually be sold out. There are still tickets on sale for the two top price categories of £1,600 and £2,012. That is a lot of money, Andy, for an opening ceremony. For that price, I want to be able to join in the parade if I want to. And then I want to be able to toast a marshmallow directly on that Olympic flame if I so choose. However, organisers have promised that there will not be any empty seats. They said that it's likely that they will be given to troops or children. Well, I'm glad that that is their worst-case scenario, Andy, giving tickets to children and troops. I'm glad that they didn't think that might be a nice idea anyway, even without the threat of empty seats, just that it's fractionally better than taking the tickets and setting fire to them.
I don't know why the troops get free tickets. I get They get free flights to and from exotic locations around the world all the time.
Well, that is technically true, I guess, Andy. It's hard to argue with that, and yet every bone in my body seems to want me to.
I'll tell you who should be getting these free tickets, John, and that is child troops.
Mm.
That's because those are they are our future.
You're going to have the whole stadium filled with kids from Sierra Leone, Andy. The main excitement around the opening ceremony is surrounding who is going to light the flame. There's been a lot of guessing. Will it be Steve Redgrave? Will it be Roger Bannister? Will it be David Beckham? Will it be the Queen? Will it be David Beckham dressed as the Queen? Will it be the Queen dressed as David Beckham? No one seems to know for sure. But the pressure is on, because you've got to compete with Muhammad Ali lighting the flame in 96, the Barcelona archer firing the flame into a cauldron in 92. It's an iconic moment, and I actually have a few suggestions, Andy. I'll realise it's late in the day, but I think these might work. Number one, the Queen sets a swan on fire and throws it 50 feet into the cauldron in an intimidatingly unforgettable display of viciousness and strength. Two, we use the Tupac Shakur hologram that took Coachella by storm. He lights the flame while singing Shorty Wanna Be a Thug. Three, we use the technology from the Tupac hologram, but we use it to create a Princess Diana hologram. She magically lights the Olympic flame while also singing Shorty Wanna Be a Thug. Apparently you can't have the hologram without that song for some reason. Four, Judi Dench, in a specially made safety burn suit, sets herself on fire and runs around in a circle on a podium for the duration of the games. And finally, five, Margaret Thatcher walks slowly but surely up to the Olympic cauldron and then sets it on fire just by looking at it. I think all of those are pretty powerful suggestions, Andy, and I'd love to see any of them.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of rumours. Bookies this morning slashed the odds on the flame being lit by the three-man team of Lord Luke and Glenn Miller and Elvis. And, I mean, if they can pull that off, that would be absolutely...
That would be great.
Absolutely sensational. The other suggestion was that the missing racehorse, Shergar, is going to fly through the stadium on a jetpack, Los Angeles 84 style, before crashing
jetpacks
into the cauldron and being cooked by Raymond Blanc. Rumours about other parts of the ceremony include that the centrepiece will be a ballet reenactment of the final of the 1985 World Snooker Final, in which ballet ace Darcy Bustle will play the part of the climactic black ball, potted by a giant robot Dennis Taylor. Also, rumours that we will see the Queen and David Cameron jetpack jousting, with the winner getting to run the country. Also, suggestions that London Mayor Boris Johnson, who has been using this Olympics to showboat like you wouldn't believe, he will be bouncing from boob to boob on a giant inflatable Hattie Jakes. And David Beckham is set to take a role in the opening ceremony by firing an arrow at French President François Hollande's face in revenge for the Battle of Hastings in 1066. So it's going to be awesome, John. It's going to be absolutely...
I'm so excited.
Sensational. As you said, it might not be sold out. 4 billion people apparently around the world are going to watch it. But, yeah, I mean, the clue as to why it's not sold out is very much in that price. And also in the weird way that they've done ticket. Now, the cheapest ticket is £20, 12. The most expensive is 100 times more than that, £2,012. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, you don't know what you're going to get for this. So a lot of the premium tickets have turned out to be actually shit tickets. And I bought tickets to three sessions of athletics in the evening. Now, you can get categories AA, A, B, C, and D. And I got a categories D, C, and B for three different sessions, costing £95, £150, and £295. Uh-huh. Now, those seats are all in the same block, within two rows of each other, yeah, and within four seats of each other. So what exactly do you get for that higher category? Well, f*** all, John. Absolutely f*** all. So that explains why they've been so Stalinistically secretive about the way the ticketing's been done.
There has already been some controversy on the very first day of competition when the North Korean women's football team walked off the field before the game had even begun. Apparently, as North Korean players were being introduced before the match against Colombia, South Korean flags were mistakenly displayed next to their faces in the video package. Oof, Handy. That is a country they are still technically at war with. That is like getting Churchill a swastika-shaped birthday cake. He's going to eat it, but he's not going to be happy about it. The squad walked off and could only be persuaded to return when the teams were announced again, with each player's face displayed next to the North Korean flag. And so kickoff was delayed by about an hour. And that was day one, Andy. We f***ed up on a flag on day one. And not just any flag. The flag of the nation, probably the least likely to not be bothered by that.
That was London 2012, courtesy of London 2012. After listening to that, I know you're probably thinking that you want to listen to a show about a world that doesn't have a London 2012 going on. Well, in which case, listen to the current episode of The Bugle, available via your nearest internet.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.